You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charcela.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, YouTube? What's up, Silly Squad? What's up, the podcast world? Listen, if this is your first time tuning in, we would like to say welcome. You are now part of our family, okay? We are your cousin's favorite cousin. So please make sure that you go ahead and hit that like button. We talk to everybody on YouTube first. Go ahead and come in and just say, hey, go ahead and hit that notification bell. Where's our bell? You know, so you can be notified every time that we drop a video. Also, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can actually join our family, because this is how you let us know that y'all are part of our actual family itself, okay? And YouTube, it is an arrow that is right under us, okay? And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that probably knows somebody. And because we family now, I got to tell y'all how I would tell my family. Should I?
You should.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. I said, share to everybody your timeline, your contact list, and everything in fucking between, okay? Now, we also have some links that's in our description box, okay? And those links, it takes you over to our actual social media account. So you can go ahead and, you know, and rock with us and follow us on all of those. It also has one link that goes over to a podcast platform, but we're on all of them. iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, all of them. We're on all of them, okay? So please, I had the burp coming up, and I was trying to think it would go down, but now that bitch was like, nah, I'm coming. Also, to everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, what's up? I know you love my voice. Every week you tune in to hear my voice, you know what I'm saying? This beauty on the side of me voice, what's good? But please go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well, and also write a review, because they be wanting to hear them reviews, okay? Also, please screenshot this on YouTube and whatever podcast platform and put it on your social media and tell them to rock with us, because people have been doing it lately.
Yeah.
They've been doing it lately, and we appreciate y'all so much. Like, y'all for real. Listen, we've been getting comments. We've been getting the shares. We've been getting the likes. We've been getting the views. I'm like, slowly but surely, it's coming. It's coming for real. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. Now that I have all of that out of the way, it is my favorite time of every episode, because I get the honor of introducing, you know, somebody who I go to for a lot of advice. I go to, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of just the shoulder, you know what I'm saying, to cry or laugh on, you know, and just somebody who I love dearly, that I'm always going to give her flowers and let her know, you know, that I love her. So, how are you doing, my princess? Yay! Sitting on the side of me.
Well, how can you not feel great without an introduction like that? You know, I feel like I'm gonna get like an Oscar or a Grammy or something.
Every time I feel like record, giving you, you know what I'm saying, an award.
I walk up on, you know how they walk up with their dress on and somebody hold their hand and go up on the stage? I'm good outside of smelling like, well, I'm feeling good, feeling great. Outside of smelling like seafood, not fishy seafood, but like it's a sauce that from our favorite seafood place. I met my sister before I came over here and we ate, and it's just like, it's still, I can still smell it, because I was like,
I'm like,
okay,
yeah,
but I'm doing
my
wonderful.
Girl brought me some stump from, listen, that's how you know somebody love you, when they bring you something back from Juices, okay?
She when you think of them, back, she didn't even have to ask. And even, I was like, I'm still gonna take it to her, even if she ain't hungry. She can eat it tomorrow. She can even if she wants to. I'm like, but I didn't feel right, because that's our spot, and we normally have our date there. And my sister loved it too. So me and my sister went. I'm like, I gotta bring my girl something back. You know, how you bring your man. I said, I don't have a man. You gotta bring your man something back. You know.
You be saying I'm the man.
Yeah.
because
she got big dick energy. Frankie.
Hold on, how did Frankie? I forgot.
Frankie. Frank. Did they come up with that with Keisha Cole Mama? Oh. Hit that one more time.
The Frankie.
Frank. That's a Dallas shit, ain't it? Look at that. Y'all see that?
You gotta hit that.
That's some Dallas shit.
Dallas shit.
If y'all, okay, so if y'all go on Instagram, it's a page, a Dallas page where they send the Dallas boogie, and you see y'all, Triple D dancers that be hitting it, hoe. Hey, nobody can do it like us. Nobody.
Ever. I don't know if they made it from her,
from Keisha Cole Mama.
I think somebody in that group name was Frank.
Okay, it probably was. But I'm just saying, I was like, did Frankie ever? Because, you know, that's when Keisha Cole's show was popular. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me tell y'all what happened.
What?
One time, like, when Keisha Cole Nim became famous and like, their reality show was out, mm-hmm. I used to be on Twitter all the time. I never really tweeted because I couldn't grasp it. But somebody said their name was Frankie Lons, which was Keisha Cole Mama tweeted me and was like, where the fuck is Nita at? Talking about Toya Mama and was talking about like drugs. And I'm like, don't do that. Like, why would y'all make up a fake page and do that? And I saw that and I think I got off of Twitter because I was like, I don't want to be a part of this shit. Like, don't tweet me no shit. I laughed at first. I was like, motherfuckers are crazy.
Stupid.
Like, why would you do that?
Michael B. Jordan had friended me on Instagram and I got excited.
But it wasn't him.
I said, oh shit. I said, my time has come. I'm finna get out the hood and get pregnant by Michael B. Jordan. Because soon as he would, when I looked, I said, oh, this ain't the real Michael B. Jordan.
Every time I come in on Nas' page, a Nas person with the same profile picture or inbox me, and I'm like, please don't play with me like this.
Yeah, please do not.
Play with your mama.
Don't do that.
My heart was like.
Yeah, I promise you. I said, oh, who do we have here? And I said, that ain't no blue shit. Stop lying to me. Don't play me.
But when Tiny liked my comment, because I commented on Eric singing, baby, I was still a fly through the window. So, Tiny, I'm going to meet you one day. Mm. And I can't wait to meet
her. Listen, I cannot wait.
I'm going to pass
she
out.
Meets Tiny. For real. Because, listen.
Because it's Beyonce and it's like Tiny for me. Like, Beyonce and it's like Tiny for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, this girl.
I love Tiny. I've been loving her since I was little.
Love.
I love her.
Yes.
So, how are you, Dollface?
Praise
my jet black.
Arabian.
You giving me Arabian goddess Jasmine from Aladdin vibes. You know, she got that jet black wave in her. And mm-hmm. you got your, the aqua looking up on your eye and the gold, and that's what her look ensemble was. Yeah, you give me Jasmine today. Her name Jasmine today.
I switched it up again.
Come on
y'all.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
That's Jasmine.
Yeah. Hey y'all. What's up?
How are
it's
you?
Me. It's Jasmine. Girl, listen. I went to a party last night.
Hey, party. And how was that?
I'm still in my.
If y'all don't know nothing else about Thick C over here, she likes to be in the mix. She hit a party. She don't give a damn. It could be a million people. There. Oh, you want to go? Hell yeah, we could be a million and two and a million and three. I'm like, dawg, I ain't going. Find somebody else to do it. I'm like large crowds, but she on mine. Yeah. When you have the party?
Listen. So, I had fun at the party, but one thing that I had to say because I even told her, listen, when you go to a party. And I'm being so honest. You know what I'm saying? Just like if it's people that I do not know, some people that are, right? Like, if it's me and they're, you know, and if your woman is there, don't come up talking to me. And I'm not even being funny. Like, I'm being, because I don't like the drama. I don't want, you know what I'm saying, to have to just, you know, get into it with somebody over somebody that's men that I didn't know. Like, y'all got to think about it. I am a single woman that goes, you know what I'm saying, coming to whatever event, right? I'm single, right? So, I just go to an event. So, you know, if it's a man coming up to me that is talking and trying to flirt or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, like, you know, I'm like, you know. But then, as I walked in, it was a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, right there. And I saw, you know what I'm saying, some eyes catching, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not, you know.
I mean, they gonna look.
You know. And then I saw, like, all this part, it was nothing but women. So, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, this probably, late, you know what I'm saying, they probably made it up or whatever. But however, for me, you know what I'm saying? Because it was dudes that was, you know, trying to flirt and was trying to talk to me. And then, you know what I'm saying, later on in the party, I'm seeing that they went over there with their girl. And I'm like, I don't need them problems. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you coming to me flirting. And then what if your girl, you know what I'm saying, would have came up and been like, you know, why you over there talking about me and something? Ma'am, listen, I don't need no problems. I'm at a party. I don't know who together. I don't know who's single. I don't know who's married. baby, I am just, you know what I'm saying, here to enjoy myself. So, but my thing is, like,
you got to tell them what type of party it was, though.
The hood was out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, for real, men, do not fucking go up to a single woman at event if your girl is there. Because, it, you know what I'm saying, it's just going to cause tension. Because I saw, you know what I'm saying, one of the girls looking at me, you know, funny. And I'm like, baby, I don't know who's single or not. Like, I'm just talking to these men. Now, first of all, let me be honest. I didn't want now one of them men or now one of them. Now, back in my day, it probably a couple of them I would have got because it was one dude. So I was making the drinks, right? He kept on trying to flirt me. He kept, they had the non-drinker making drinks, y'all. So, but he kept on trying to flirt me. And then, like, he was like, I'm going to give you a tip. And I'm like, I'm not taking tips or whatever. He just, you know, I could tell he was a drug dealer. Because y'all know I used to love drug dealers, right? So, you know, he probably would have got it back then. He put out a wad of money and just handed me a $20 bill. So I was like, okay, shit, you giving tips like that? Like, you know, because he was just trying to get my attention, you know. Because the other dudes, you know, he saw the other dude was trying to talk to me too. And it's like, but in my head, I'm like, I don't want now one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But however, like, if your girl is there, I hate when dudes do that. Because, you know what I'm saying? They don't realize, you know what I'm saying? You going to put me in a compromised position with your girl up here. And I don't know her. Like, you know, I'm her just being friendly to everybody. And now she's got some animosity to me because you came up talking to me. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that.
You know what's crazy that you said that they pulled out a wad of money. And it's funny because men pull out, they want to impress you with what they have, like their money, the cars and all that. But as soon as you start asking for shit, it's a problem. But it's like, you wanted to catch me to show that you had money and you was flashy like that. So now it's a problem.
Because he, you know what I'm saying? Because he kept on trying to get my attention. He kept on moving. And you know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, you know, in my head, I'm like, I see you, sir. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I'm chilling. Because I really just came just to, you know what I'm saying, support. Chill and, you know, be with family. But I'm like, like, no. But yeah, he pulled out that wad of money. Because so, I'm thinking he finna like give me a dollar tip or something. You know, I'm like, man, go on. You know what I'm saying? But he put out 20. I'm like, oh, yeah, I said I'm going to take it to this, but I'll take that. Yeah. You give him to me. Like, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I know you're just trying to get my attention. Because even when I was walking out, he kept on trying to, I'm like, yeah.
And why do women act like that? Like, when you go to a party, knowing you come in, you speak, and you don't know nobody, but it's like they have a problem. Like, why are y'all so, like, like, just ain't nothing wrong with saying, hey, when somebody say, hey, how you doing? Why you don't say, oh, hey, how you doing? But you looking like...
Them be the main people who are, you know what I'm saying, like, on some other shit. Like, I always still trying to, again, like I said, when you always have to put up your chest, you know what I'm saying, like that, bitch, nah, I'm the bad, so you can't say shit. Them be the people who, girl, got some whole nother issue in they fucking head. The unhealed people. We gonna keep referring to it because that's what it refers back to every fucking thing. Because I'm so friendly because I know that I'm a whole bitch back here. And I know that you don't want, you know what I'm saying, to tap on her shoulder because, you know what I'm saying, she'll get out there and she'll do the food. But I don't have to walk around like, bitch, don't talk to me because I'll throw these hands or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be friendly like that because, again, like I said, I don't need all that extra shit. Let me say this. I don't have to prove to you that I am hard because, bitch, I already know what's, you know what I'm saying, coming if you tap on that shit.
And what's the point in doing it? Like, we live in a world where who wants to walk around and have animosity to be fighting on folks? Like, you ain't got to be like that. And it's crazy. Everything we talk about just brings back the conversation we were having earlier about Charles just saying that some people just be like, ride the wave of being moody. Because I used to be very moody. I still have my moments where I be like, ugh. But back in the day, I was like an unhealed... Maybe I think even a year or two ago, I was moody, couldn't figure out my emotions and shit like that. But I didn't walk around like, bitch, but I'd be like, I quick to be like, what? My attitude was shitty. Like, I catch attitude real quick. And that's just not really my personality. I'm like the friendliest person in the world. But whatever I was going through and battling it, it's so crazy because it's so crazy how where I am now in life, I don't remember doing shit like that. So when I heard it, I'd be like, clutching my pearls, like, girl, that wasn't, because it wasn't me, because who I am now is who I truly am. But I was like, that wasn't me. That was like, somebody else, but it's just so crazy. But ladies, if you watching this, it's okay to be, hey, how you doing with somebody come in the room? Not everybody wants your man. It's always gonna be if you think a bitch pretty, you know your man gonna think she pretty. So why be mad? Like if she come in the room, cause she gonna always have a makeup on, have a hair intact, have an outfit on, gonna smell nice and be friendly and bubbly. Don't let that intimidate you. You know, if you feel intimidated by another bad bitch walking in the room, then that's a you
issue. That's a you issue.
You gotta work on that because a lot of women have all went through that where it's like you feel intimidated sometimes if you were like a if you've been in an insecure spot, mm-hmm. or if you just, you know, you're not healed, or you just, you know, you feel like whatever you feeling that makes you feel like this woman is a threat. She don't even know you, so why is she a threat to you? Mm-hmm. You can meet her, and that could be your, that could be like your best friend or something. Mm-hmm. You just don't know, and so it just sucks to see black women. I don't know. I can only speak to black women because I don't know what the other white folk, Asians, Mexicans mm-hmm. do. But you don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
We love it. Black women love to compliment, love to receive compliments from other black women. We love that.
Secure black women
do.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell a bitch, you walking in the park, I told this girl, okay, tights, I like mm-hmm. them tights, girl.
Yeah.
You can call it friendly all you want to, but I'm going to plant that seed. So when you ride in the car, even if you got a fucked up attitude, you're going to look down at your tights and be mm-hmm. like, and next time you put them on, you're going to be like, oh, she thought they was cute. It's still in your head.
Because if I'm a woman and if I'm over here feeling like, you know, insecure about myself, any beautiful woman that walks past, you'll get intimidated. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But if I'm up here and I'm like, I know I'm a bad bitch, I can compliment every bad bitch that walk by because, again,
you being a bad bitch
ain't taken away from me nothing being a bad over one. Here. So I'm over here looking like, girl, you did that.
And
you know what I'm saying? Because in my head, I'm like, it's not a competition, baby. I'm in my own little zone over here. I'm over here beautiful as hell. And, baby, that is not taken away from your beauty. You beautiful as hell. You know what I'm saying? But if you insecure and, you know what I'm saying, you got a whole bunch of you issues going on, you cannot give a woman a compliment or you would be intimidated as soon as, you know what I'm saying? Because I saw, like, some of them was looking like, this bitch thinks she cute. You know what I'm saying? I don't be like that, but I be like, you are cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did that, honey. Girl, you know, it was this girl. She came. She said, girl, how you do them bottom lash? Like, you know, like, for it, bitch, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, you know, tell me. Because, bitch, I want to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, how that you did whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I just want to basically, like, you know what I'm saying, show the love. But everybody can't show the love because they don't even have the fucking love in their self.
I'm telling you, like, you know what I'm saying? Me, when I was broken and coming up out that relationship, my old relationship, and I was bitter, I just didn't like women. I'm not going to say, I'm ashamed to even say the type of women I would see and I'll get my face frowned up. I think I've told you, I had a problem, but that's because he would cheat on me with this particular type. So when I see him, I guess I was like intimidated, like this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. But now, baby, I see a bitch. I break my neck to tell, like, girl, why you smelling like that? Smelling good like that up in here? And they'll bust out left because they wouldn't be expecting it. I'm just saying, like, the word of the day today is you.
Fix you.
You.
When you fix you, you know what I'm saying? And then also, that's a you problem, and that's also your relationship problem, because you should already have in check that your man should not be coming to no other woman, you know what I'm saying, trying to flirt while you in the same room. That's a y'all issue.
Or you need to just realize that he's human, just like you will be out with your girls, or you out with him, and you see a good-looking man. It don't take the fact your love away from your man. It's just like, damn, he good-looking. I mean, of course, you ain't gonna tell your baby, he look good, motherfucker. Now I tell
but I'm saying, listen, I'm saying about them.
No, I know what you were saying. I'm just saying,
because you know what I'm saying? Because some of them was in a relationship and they was coming up flirting with me.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Like, they right there.
And she off and
uncomfortable. And your woman, a few steps away, don't do that.
And then on top of that, the woman never addressed the man.
No, that's what I'm saying. They'll come up to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bitch, don't let this man fool you. I know I was friendly when I came in this bitch, but I'm a whole, you know what I'm saying, a fucking beast, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't play with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me stay in this friendly, you know what I'm saying, mode, because I'm really going to go in on your ass because I know, you know what I'm saying, you should have went at your fucking nigga. Don't, bitch, don't play with me, you know what I'm saying?
Big facts.
But let's go.
That was
go,
good. Yeah, but otherwise, you had a great time at the party.
I had fun at the party. I did, and I got a $20 free tip.
You had to tell about the drinks you made.
Yeah, you know, I made it for the last part. That's why they wanted me again, because I'm like, you know, my drinks be drinking. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I be making little daiquiris with, you know what I'm saying, the blooming and stuff I do. You know what I'm saying? That's why they wanted me over there. But anyways, we'll go ahead and jump to our first topic.
Yes.
Our first topic, we're going to talk about the Escape and SWV show that has just aired. It's on Bravo. If y'all have not checked it out or whatever, like I said, the first episode is on YouTube for the free.
And it's juicy.
If you don't have, you know what I'm saying, like the app for Bravo or anything like that, but we're bringing this as a topic because me and Kiki, like, we really was bothered by Tasha and Tamika's relationship with their mother. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if y'all ever saw, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but however, like, so as we see, even out the show, we see that Tasha has not been with Escape, you know what I'm saying, from their performances, and they've been on tour and doing other stuff, you know what I'm saying, And so basically, like, she been doing her own little solo thing. So, but the first episode aired, and it is with, they had a sit down with their mom. So Tasha and Tamika are sisters, if y'all didn't know. And they had a sit down with their mama. And they basically, Tamika, you know what I'm saying, was saying how that their mama have a favorite, which is Tasha. And it really showed.
It shows, y'all.
It showed. And it what shows really, listen, so bad. It's one part on there, listen, her, while they was fussing at each other and talking, they mama had mouthed and said, she's jealous.
Just like this. And was laughing.
And that part my right face there, said, it was like, I don't give a fuck what she said. That part right there broke my fucking heart and spirit for Tamika. Because, listen, real talk. It's okay, you know what I'm saying, that some parents are closer with other, you know, children.
Yeah.
That's normal. That is normal. You know what I'm saying? Some probably be the age difference. She probably, you know what I'm saying, probably, like, she probably like art. You probably like art. You know what I'm saying? That is so fucking, you know what I'm saying, normal. But however, what is not okay is that you have a favorite. You know what I'm saying? You can be close to somebody because, you know, we got a lot of the same interests, but I'm not finna have a favorite. You know what I'm saying? You don't supposed to pick a favorite in your fucking kids. Ever. You get what I'm saying? Because what that does is now that pits these two siblings against each other. Just because you got this favorite. You know what I'm saying? Because now
she
resent her because she
knows she's the favorite. It hurt my feelings too. And Charleston had sent me the first episode, but you know, when I'm at work and she sent it to me, I can't look at it right then. And my intention was to go back, but then as I was on YouTube, I was seeing clips of it, and I watched it, and I brought it up to Charles. She said, "Yeah, that's the episode I sent you." I said, "Well, okay, let me watch it, and I'm gonna come back, and we don't gonna discuss it." I couldn't even watch the full episode. I was shooting her text like, "What? Can you believe that?" And it's so crazy because you know I never knew like. I'm an escape head. I love Escape from the first album to the last album. I love, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I love Issa Tiny. And I like them. You know, I love Candy. I love all them, you know, whatever. But let me tell you something. That mama, you can tell that she truly is Tasha's, Tasha's her pick. Because from when she walked in, the way she greeted her was is a totally different way she greeted Tamika.
Yep.
And then when Tamika, because there was like a text exchange of saying how it was like a text message where when Tasha and them, something happened with them in Vegas and she left. And Tamika was like, "I'm your sister. You didn't even stop to check on me." And when she brought it up to the mama was act like it wasn't a big deal. And then in the text message thread, she told her to kiss her ass. She said, "No, you kissed my ass." She said, "Well, I would if you had an ass to kiss." Like, you know. And then she said that hurt her feelings. She body shamed. That's what Tasha said. And then, but Tasha in the same sentence was like saying, she was like, "But we family. We sisters." She said, "But I can't help that." And that hurt Tamika's feelings. So when Tamika was like, "You don't see nothing wrong with that." And the mom was like, "You mad at that?" And I was like, "What's the difference in her feelings getting hurt by what you said? Both them simple comments. And you still ain't making her hold herself accountable for saying that to her. Which showed me that that was a favorite." But if you want to know more about us and Escape and SWV and the rest of this good stuff that we finna have popping and cracking lacking, y'all gonna have to go over to our podcast platform to check us out on Spotify, iTunes, and Anchor. YouTube. Me and my girl, Jazzy C, we out.
Now, what's up, podcast? Listen, no, seriously, the topic is really not about the show, but it's about the relationship about the parents having favorites. And like I said, again, I'm going to continuously say it. Basically, the mother actually, you know what I'm saying, like, controls really the narrative of a sibling's relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the mother's always, you know, saying, like, y'all need to, you know, love each other, y'all need to, she can say that all day, but it shows in her actions to the kids. Like, if she's always, you know, picking a side, if she's always, you know what I'm saying, showing one child more attention, more love, you know what I'm saying, that other child is going to resent their sister and her parent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, basically, that breaks my heart with any fucking child, you know what I'm saying? Especially with her being, you know what I'm saying, younger than, you know, Tasha. And I know she's probably feeling like
unworthy. Dang, she feeling like, nobody.
You know, I can't even go to my mama, you know what I'm saying? She's just going to pick us. Like, that, I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying, being having a mom like that. Because I know that that would hurt me to the fucking core. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. And I would even say, like, even with me and my mom are closer. You know what I'm saying? Being with her, my brother, because, again, we both women.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, like,
you call her every day, all day.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? But, however, with me saying that, her and Papa, still, you know what I'm saying? It's still no favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, like, they...
You're her favorite daughter, and that's her favorite son.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, they still, like, you know, because even, like, my nephews... like they always be like, cause I'm closer, not closer, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one, Caleb that just love, you know what I'm saying? Me and just be wanting to be up under me. But guess what? I love all the ass the fucking same.
But you just give Caleb, you know, more. Caleb is the one that want more attention. He want your more face, attention. So you gonna, you know, give it to him.
Every child is different. So absolutely. He wants more attention. So I give him more attention. And he's more interested in stuff that I am interested in. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, but it's not like you're gonna pick a favorite. You That's get right. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so even like I was saying that even with my grandmama, all of her grandkids, we'll say that we was her favorite. Every last one of them. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us should feel like her favorite. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm with each one of my nephews, I make them feel like the favorite. Because I want all of y'all to feel the same fucking love and attention. You yep. know what I'm saying? And so, from with Tasha, Mama doing that, like, that right there, like, seriously... If I was Tamika, if I was out of episode, I don't care how, like, that right there would have crushed the fuck out of me. Because it would be like, my mama said I'm jealous.
And for her, a mama should never say that.
Never.
Like, that's just like saying I hate you to me. Because like, it's like, you just can't come back from that. And I think with me, it hurt my feelings for her mom to say that. Because Tamika expressed how... when it was just her mom, her sister, and her dad, and then her daddy left. So she really felt like her mom and her sister's all she had. Mm-hmm. But now... it's y'all against me. Mm-hmm.
And you see how she brought her daughter?
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, they go basically, you know, double team me.
And I love how her daughter was respectful. She never got in it. She just sat there. And when her mama was expressing herself, she was looking at her phone and just like, mm-hmm. You know, like, listen, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it just really hurt my feelings. I feel like granted, me and Charles don't have children, mm-hmm. but we are somebody's child. Mm-hmm. And we can speak to how it would make us feel if my mom ever, if I would ever walk in a room and heard my mama say, oh, Kiki, jealous of you. I could never look at my mama the same. Ever.
Because at the end of the day, the main person who's had your back is your mama. Because
your mama is the one that always tell you, oh, your little friend's jealous of you. Mm-hmm. They always doing this, they doing that. But for mm-hmm. her to say that you jealous of your sibling, it's like, why would you say something like that? Yeah. Why would you even put that in my spirit? So now I feel like I can't be a sister to my sister, because every time we get into an argument, you're going to say I'm jealous of her. Like, yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. Because at the end of the fucking day, like, real talk, the fact that she made her feel that way, like, every relationship going forward is going to be, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, let me say, again, like I said, that your mom should be your, you know what I'm saying, your biggest tribute and have your back the most, because it's like, when everybody else is saying, like, you know, now you ain't good enough,
oh, you're a fat or you ass, you're out of your mama,
shit, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, you go to my, that's the comfort, that's the home, that's the, where I feel safe, where it's like, I don't care, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. And the fact that she feels that way, like, I hurt for people like that, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't have nowhere to run to.
Yeah, they don't have nobody. You know what I'm saying? All she got is her kids and her husband, but though she got them, she still want her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you were saying that, it just made me want to bust out and cry, but I ain't going to do that because, you know, once I start, I can't. Mm-hmm. It made me think about that time when I was going to, my ex-boyfriend at the time, mm-hmm. well, he was my boyfriend at the time, but he had asked me to come over to his house. And, you know, I was like, let me ask my mom. Even though I'm in college, I was like, let me ask my mom. And so I asked, and no, I'm sorry, I take that back. It was the first time I was going to meet his mama and him and his mm-hmm. aunties. And I was looking for the perfect outfit to put mm-hmm. on. Like, I wanted to make sure my hair was straight. And I was just so nervous. And I was pacing. And I was in there with my mama. And I was walking. And I was like, what if they don't like me? And she looked at me. She said, if they don't like you, then that's them. They ain't for you. And I never said, when she told me that, anytime I get you know how you get anxious when you meet new people, going into a new job, going into new places. And I started thinking about that. I could hear her voice clear as day. Like, that's them. If they don't like you, that don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yes. And when she said that, it was like the weight of the world was lifted off mm-hmm. me. I walked in there and I was just like, hi.
Because we need those words. You know what I'm saying? Type of words, those type of, you know what I'm saying, thing where it's coming from that person that you feel the safest to. You know what I'm saying? You be needing that shit. So the fact that she ain't got that, you know what I'm saying, in her mom like that is fucked up.
And it's like, it's so far gone now, and I'm too old. How do you fix that? The word, y'all, everybody in the comments talking about, they should have not put that on the air. They should have never did, but I'm glad they did.
So now Tamika said, because she went on the YouTube. So let me explain her YouTube. Okay. Tamika said that when they was talking about this, she said, I tried to fix all this before we start earth. She said, I called my sister. He said, I was sending messages. She said, she was ignoring me. He said, so I tried to fix this because I knew we was about to film. And she said, I wanted to go ahead and get this straight. She said, I love my sister. You know what I'm saying? She said, but she was ignoring me. She said, so the first time I saw her was the first time we filmed on the day when they met SWV at their restaurant. So she said she wanted to fix this so it wouldn't be on TV. Tasha wanted to, you know what I'm saying, talk about it on TV. You know what I'm saying? And she said that they edited out so much other stuff that she said she was not going to bring up the money on TV. She said, but y'all to see the part where they kept on, they was attacking me together and saying certain stuff. She said, so they ate that part out. Y'all to saw me bring up the money. She said, I was not going to expose them. But she said, the fact that they was shooting below the bed and saying all that, you know, said that we didn't get to see. She said, that's what put her to that part to say that on TV.
Yeah, and she said that in the confessional. Mm-hmm. She was like, I didn't want to say that, but I felt attacked. So yeah. I had to come with, like anybody would. Mm-hmm. You want to do that to me? So boom, here it is. Mm-hmm. And I knew that she was hurt because every time she got ready to say it, her face was turned. Her eyes would be bloodshot red and she'd have to hold herself together. Because if I'm lying like you, I ain't going to be doing all that crying. I'm going to be like, whatever. But if I make it up some shit, I know she was saying all that shit about Candy and all that shit, but I truly believe her. Because the body language of Tasha.
The Candy shit, she was saying out of hurt. And she wasn't crying and shit. She was just saying like,
I'm saying like, and it's her sister in the fact. She probably still hurt because, dog, I had your back and you had me going against our bad bandmates missing out on money because I'm riding for you and you in the wrong, but I'm still riding because you my sister. And you steal from me, I feel like when you steal from me, we ain't got nothing to talk about. Because if you steal from me once, you'll do it twice. I can never trust you.
Yeah, seriously. Like, seriously. Because again, like I said, if you got away with it in your head, like, shit, I can do, you know what I'm saying, do it again. You know, she ain't going to notice. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I know we said this wasn't about that. We were talking about the mama part. But I just want to get your opinion. It's something about Tasha's husband. It's a cloud or something on him. Like, he just, it's something. I can't put my finger on it. She acts so scared or something. I don't think he beats her, but he's probably very aggressive in his he's very assertive on certain things to where she don't want to be confrontational with him, so she just ride with whatever he says. I say that because just based off of when she was in a talk to him as his wife, she didn't seem relaxed. Or maybe I need to watch it again.
That probably was their first day film or something.
She just didn't seem relaxed around him. It was a different vibe when Tamika was with her husband, and like when Candy was with Ty, you know, when the camera's on. But I'm like, she just was like, I don't know. But Tasha got an ugly spirit, and I didn't think she would have an ugly spirit like that, and I don't like it. But her mom and her wrong for that.
I think Tasha have that spirit like that because she, I think she's still insecure about, like I said, the big, you know what I'm saying, the big girl.
You been skinny for I don't know how long.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think even, you know, because people can lose weight all fucking day and change their bodies all day. But again, like I said, they still gonna be that same little fat girl that was getting, you know what I'm saying, teased or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that you really didn't, you know what I'm saying, resonate. Or you know what I'm saying, again, like I said, she probably was a big girl that didn't have the confidence. Remember, I told you, it's two different kinds, you know what I'm saying? Like,
back in the day, you could tell she was, because they, back in the day, we wore bigger clothes that made us look bigger than what we was. She was already big. She could seem real good. And the fact that she in a group with a whole bunch of skinny girls, and they can wear little sports bras showing their stomach, but here she is with the flannel with it closed up. And then when somebody referencing her, they saying the big girl. You know how it was back in the day. And I get it. But at the same time, you have to go through the proper channel of healing and realize that's not who you are anymore. Mm-hmm. And you check people on site when they refer to you as that, if it bothers you like that. But you can't let your insecurities like that fuck up everything else for everybody else. I don't like it.
But again, like I said, when you internally going through that and you not seeing that it, you know what I'm saying, it is a problem, you think that it's okay.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like I said, she, and I was, I made a joke to Kiki, because I was like that she, we all, everybody referred her to the big girl, you know what I'm saying, in the group. Because again, like I said, now she, but she wasn't even that fat. She was, she just a big, she was a big, but she was the bigger girl of and the four of them, you know what I'm saying? So, and I was telling Kiki, I was like, I remember we was Deltas, and like, we used to like, you know, like go to like different schools and strut and all this stuff. They'd be like, oh, that big girl getting it. And I would always be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, but I was confident, you know what I'm saying, versus somebody who was, I was like, I am, shit, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying?
However you got to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because again, like I said, I didn't take it like it was any type of ill will or anything like that. Because again, like I said, I am the big girl on the fucking line. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't, that shit was not a bother to me versus if you told it to another big girl, it could have probably tore her down. But yeah. I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, because I know, and I always say to me, I was like, I am, you know what I'm saying, the big girl. So, bitch, you go see the big girl do the fucking food. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, again, but they're probably, well, let me say, not probably, we know for sure, because she even said that it really fucked with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know.
Yeah, well, she needs to get some healing, and I'm just waiting on Tamika to come in. I really want to get on her comments and be like, well, how do you feel about your mama calling or saying that you, she jealous of you? Because that bothered my spirit, and you ain't said nothing about it. And I just want to know, are you okay with that? Like, how do you feel about that? Because a lot of us feel that way.
Her daughters, in their YouTube video that she posted, her youngest daughter, because the oldest, I think, Ocean, and then I think the youngest, whatever the youngest,
Money or something,
whatever
like that,
her name is, baby, she not really fucking with the mom and her, ain't it? She, I mean, the granny, her, and because it was something that, because Tamika was like, she said, that's, I keep telling my daughters that this is a my issue. And so, you know what I'm saying? Don't be mad or, you know what I'm saying, your granny or your auntie. She was like, you know, still love the same. And her daughter was looking like, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie to you. You fuck with my mama, bitch. Yeah. You
and,
know what
I'm saying? Like, and they see, we ain't seeing the worst of it.
Yeah, they seeing their mama hurt and, you know what I'm saying, and feeling sad and feeling, you know what I'm saying, like all
so
that.
So you basically calling me a liar, telling me she ain't take your money. She ain't take your money, but you telling her. Then she said in the confessional, she said, well, she going to say, well, maybe she needed it. And she like, her, you hear her say that?
That's what I'm saying.
And she said, well, maybe she needed it. And she said, but here I was pregnant with my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter was in college. She said, I needed that. And that just hurt my feeling because she really did. I just wanted to hug her and be like, I get it. I mean, I've never experienced it, but I can only imagine.
And then the fact that they teamed up and took your money, like.
Yeah, sis. My mama got some of that.
Sis, yeah. Yeah. This probably what made them closer.
I'm going to pay your bills up. I'm going to put the pay the rest of your mortgage.
She ain't going to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit fucked up. But anyways, you got so much you want to say about that?
No.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or DM us on our Instagram at sillygirlspodcast. And Kiki is going to go ahead and read our letter of the day.
Okay, so our letter today says, here I come, guys. It says, happy, happy, joy, joy, cousins. I love me some y'all. Keep making us laugh and self-reflect. I got a question for y'all. Do y'all believe that time heals all wounds? I found out my boyfriend had been going to lunch almost every day with the coworker and never ever mentioned it to me. I only found out because I FaceTimed him during lunchtime and he was acting all weird. If he's having lunch faithfully and kept it from me, what else has he done with her? He's never mentioned her to me and we talk about everything. Well, at least I thought we did. My feelings are hurt and I'm being honest. I don't look at him the same.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
What's up, girlfriend? What's up, cousin? Now, first, we want to say thank you for being a part of the Silly Squad. To answer your question, does time heal our wounds? I don't think that time heals our wounds. I think that you just learn how to deal with it over time. You know what I'm saying? Because people always say time heal our wounds. It's not going to heal it. But just so like if something happened so fresh, you're just learning how to deal with this new norm. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is. So just like if you was in a healthy relationship and you find out your man cheating on you, you're having to deal with the new norm of being distrust in him. You know what I'm saying? If like somebody passed away, it's fresh. It's a new norm that you have to live without that person. So that time is not going to heal it. But over time, you just learn how to deal with the new norm in your life.
I agree.
You get what I'm saying?
When people say time heals all wounds, I just feel like it's bullshit. time just helps you. You just learn how, like Charles said, you just learn to live with it. You never, if it's a wound that cuts you deep, it always leave a scar. When you hurt yourself and you cut yourself, that you still see that scar, especially if you have a skin that keloid, it's a constant reminder of what happened to you. So it's like you just reliving it when you look at it. With your man, like, dog, I don't really play that lunch buddy shit. That's just me. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, like, why do you feel like you got to go to lunch with? And I get it. Men and women work together all the time. But I feel like if you're in a serious relationship or if you're married, you should not be entertaining intimate time like that with nobody that ain't your spouse. And the fact that he didn't mention it to you, it says a lot. So, I don't know what to tell you, cousin. Maybe it'll heal your wounds, but you'll never look him. Like you said, you don't look him the same. So, he done already fucked up the relationship. Because before, you trust him without a shadow of a doubt. But now you got to question every time if he had lunch, if he with somebody, or if he with the girl, or if they done hung out outside of work. Because you say y'all talk about everything, but that's one thing he failed to mention. So, yeah, you're going to have to just decide if he worth keeping around. Because a little small, a lie, I mean, I'm going to say a lie because I don't know if he lied because he ain't never mentioned it. But secrets, when they reveal themselves, it's a terrible thing. And the fact that he kept that from you, shit, what else he keeping? Before. Even though it's minor, but it's major. So now time does not heal our wounds. Just learning how to live each day. That's all I got to say with that.
Yes. Okay. So we can go ahead and jump to our next topic. Our next topic is stop basing your worth on having something when you are something. So people always base their worth on, I have this big house. You know what I'm saying? I'm not living in an apartment. I have a house. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive a Benz. I have a Chanel bag. You know what I'm saying? So many people base, if they are something with material shit and things that they, you know what I'm saying, they have in their possession or something that they own. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like they'll look at somebody if they, you know what I'm saying, driving, you know what I'm saying, a Hyundai or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck, and they looking like, oh, basically she's not worthy, or, you know what I'm saying, she got a, you know what I'm saying, a bag that's not, you know what I'm saying, Chanel or Louis or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And they will base, you know what I'm saying, how they perceive them, how they, you know what I'm saying, respect them, how they do out there because of, you know what I'm saying, of what they have versus, you know what I'm saying, who they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people will start devaluing themselves because they're looking at it like, damn, I live in an apartment, I ain't got house shit. Or, you know what I'm saying, or I don't, you know what I'm saying, these other girls, they got red bottoms and I don't have, you know what I'm saying, some fucking red bottoms. Or, you know what I'm saying, or I don't, you know, and it's like, why the fuck are you putting your value in, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit that they have? Because I know some people that don't have none of that and they got more money in the bank than the people who do. Because a lot of people who are spending their money on that, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses versus somebody who really invests in their money and shit and really got some money. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you look at people who got it for real, they don't have to fucking buy that shit. Bill Gates wears a fucking white tee and some fucking, you know what I'm saying, jeans from Old Navy. He don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, the money that we spend is just say like for Louis or Chanel and all this other shit. Like, you're helping their kids go to college. You're actually, you know what I'm saying, you're putting all your money into them. Versus, you know what I'm saying, that could have been a fucking, you know what I'm saying, some shit that you bought the investment stock at Apple or some shit, you know, where you doubling your money or some shit. But everybody is basing off of, I want to look like I got it. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's like, you know, just like I buy a purse machine all fucking day and be cute as fuck. You ain't got to see no CC on that damn bag. You ain't got to see no fucking LV on that bag. You know what I'm saying? I like the bag, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, like I said, I'm not trying to impress you and make it seem like I got it. Even when I promise you, I tell Kiki this all the time, even when we do blow up and I get that money, I'm not going to be spending my money like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, I'm not, I probably have a couple pieces. But again, like I said, I'm not the one where I just need that because I don't care if you know if I got it or not. Mm-hmm. Even right, you know what I'm saying, right now, you don't know I don't care if you know if I got it or not. As long as I can do what I want to do and, you know what I'm saying, pay my bills and travel, whatever the fuck I'm going to be doing, I don't care if you know that I got it or not.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? I've always, like, I'm not a label whore, but I like nice shit. Like, and I don't mind buying myself nice shit. Like, I ain't buying no Louis. Nah, ain't that, I don't want it that nice. But you know, like, I bought expensive shit or whatever, but it ain't for me. I'm just speaking for me. I don't give a fuck whether y'all know what it is or not. I just like it because I've always gotten that type of shit since I was younger. So it's just something that was embedded in me. But yeah, if I blow up, me neither shit. I don't want to lose because I be too scared I'm going to lose. I don't want to get caught up in all that type of shit. I need one house, a nice vehicle. I probably won't even get a new car. I'll probably pay that motherfucker I got off after. You know what I'm saying? And just be chilling. But yeah, I see it all the time how people just always feel like they got to throw it in people's face what they got. And I be like, what is your soul worth? What do you have outside of that? That shit don't even matter because you can't take it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I totally agree. Like, stop basing your worth off having something when you are something. Yeah. So if you don't, most people do that because they lacking mm-hmm. something internally. Like, they feel like they always got to point out, he ain't a friend of mine no more, but an old friend of mine was like, I never understood why when girls get their nails done, they always got to post their hand on the steering wheel to show they driving a Benz just because their nails done, or they got to post their purse in the shot. And I'm like, well, maybe it's for the aesthetics of, like, social media, but other people I see, like, they posting their kids, and they got to throw up in people's face that their kids got on this, got on that, got on that. School ain't, nobody give a fuck about that shit. You want to look nice, but you don't want to make your kids feel like that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it comes a point in time where you can't go get them every day to come out? You don't want them to think that their worth is based on them being able to wear J's or somebody being envious of them. And that's this generation and these parents these days, it seems like that's what they're putting in their kids. Like, they ain't telling them, you know, I'm buying you this, but this don't make you who you are. I just buy it because I know you like this type of shit and it make you look nice. Not for you to go to school and be like making other girls feel like you better than them type shit. Because I mean, it's crazy because I see it on my timeline, just the way the moms be bragging on their big daughter this, big daughter that, did it, and I'm like, yeah, but what kind of grade is she making? Mm-hmm. Is she a nice person? Mm-hmm. Like, does she have a lot of friends? I said she have to have a lot of friends, but is she a good person? Is she a people person? Or is she a mean girl? Or are you instilling that? Because parents don't be doing that. Mm-hmm. Y'all creating these fucking monsters, and then when they go to school and they ass get in trouble for it, you looking like, and you wonder why people don't like your kid. And don't like you.
Because again, like I said, it's all about the fact that I'm going to put up a facade to everybody. And they'll
be liking them.
You know what I'm saying? The fact that, you know what I'm saying, Lil Ray Ray got, you know what I'm saying, this on his feed or this, you know what I'm saying? But the motherfucker can't even spell his name.
And Lil Ray Ray really want to wear them light up Spider-Man shoes.
Yeah.
And you be beating his ass because you don't want to buy him because now you ain't being seen in that. You a reflection of me. Me seeing a little boy in some Spider-Man shoes warms my heart because it's like you letting him be who he want to be. You letting him choose his own. Because if you put some Spider-Man shoes in front of a kid and some Gucci shoes in front of the kids and be like, which ones you want to wear today? 9 times out of 10, they going for Spider-Man or they going for whatever fucking character they love. They going for that one. Shit, because if you put that shit in front of me, you want this, you want that. When I was younger, I'm going to go for what I like. You as know a what kid, I'm saying? As, yeah. As a child. But they are creating monsters. But I brought that up because when you said that, it's like, or you know, y'all, if the mama don't know her self-worth, and these men too, they dicks be little, but they feel like if they got shit, you know what I'm saying, materialistic shit, the woman go overlook, that's true. A lot of women overlook the small dicks because they driving this Tesla, or because he can pull out a whole bunch of cash, but you gotta get a GoFundMe for him when his ass die, because he ain't got no life insurance. Or you asking people, no, I ain't putting on no motherfucking GoFundMe. What happened to them, all that, them pictures where he posting that wad of money? Where's that shit at? Yeah. You ain't been paying life insurance policy? But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people don't even know they work shit. That's why they feel like that they feel like their worth is
the shit they when have.
People like, oh, the likes on the social media. Oh, girl, where you put that fit together good? Where you get that from? Gucci is Gucci. Okay, I see you stunting on them, shitting on them. They like that type of shit poured into them.
The main people who, you know what I'm saying, who always put the stuff that they have or the likes or all that stuff on it be the main ones that'll jump off. You know what I'm saying? Of social media. And I'm going to tell you the one that I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's two of them. You know what I'm saying? But because it's like if they are not getting that attention like that, if they not getting the, you know what I'm saying? If they think it's a competition with somebody else about how many, oh, they got, you know what I'm saying, 200 and I only be getting a 50 or 100. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, you really competing with people that don't fucking know that you competing, you know what I'm saying, with, and you worried about, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker really liking your shit, and you know what I'm saying, or it's like, something is wrong with you. Like something is really, you know what I'm saying? You know how people be like,
you're in competition like, with yourself.
Yeah, it's like, you know how people be like, man, you know what I'm saying? I need a break from social media because, and I be like, because in my head, I'm like, I don't be looking at social media for that type of shit where it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, girl, I see everybody in my house having a baby. Or I see everybody in my house getting married.
A lot of it impacts a lot of people.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It impacts so many people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I say this all the time, I be so fucking genuinely happy. Because again, I'd rather see all of this shit versus seeing some drama.
That's all I feel, man. That's why I get out.
You know what I'm saying? Some people breaking up. Some people, you know what I'm saying? They didn't put somebody out. I promise you, when I be seeing, oh, they got new house, I be like, yes. Mm-hmm. I be like, oh, they got engaged. I be like, that is, I love to see the positive shit. I love to see all the happy shit. That fuels me. But as soon as I see the drama, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, you know what I'm saying? But however, when it's something, like I said, missing in you and you missing whatever that is that you seeing, that you can't genuinely clap for these people, that's the reason why people jump off. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, hell no, nah, girl, they just posting this house. You know what I'm saying? Girl, he don't even love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, when that type of shit, it be like, baby, that's you issue. Because I promise you, I don't look at none of this stuff around and be like, I got to jump off. Because it be like.
Now, let me tell you mine. I be like, let me take a break. Mine is, I see some people selling houses. I see people moving their houses. I see marriages, but I see motherfuckers always saying that somebody is hating on them. I'm like, well, how do you know they hate? I just want to know where all these haters coming from. For all these people that I see on these posts. And I be like, is people really? I had to text my homegirl that I said, do you think that somebody really hate on this one girl? Because every post is like, she always got something to say, like, nah, like somebody hating on her. And I was like, who hating on her? And why they hating on her so bad? I guess I don't feel like that toward her. So I'm like, well, what are they hating on? Because you married, you gotta have your kid graduate. I mean, like, I was like, I hope people really are like not that, hating on them like that. I see so many head, people I'm saying, like, ain't that normal shit? I see shit? So many people saying, and that, I'm like, are people really hating on? Am I missing something? Like, what am I missing?
People be making up, like the, let me see, false narrative in their head. You get what I'm saying? Where it's like, bitch, ain't nobody really even paying attention to your ass. Don't nobody even give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, with the people who, for real, where I'm like, girl, what you need? Because my thing is like, when people be needing a break, I'm like, how is it frustrating to you of other people's lives? You get what I'm saying? Like it ain't got shit. That's why I'll be like, girl, I have never taken a break because I'm like, it ain't shit that I need a break from because y'all life ain't impacting me in no fucking way, form or fashion. Mm-hmm. I never look at it like, oh my gosh, I'm looking at it like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I just like, to me, I like the funny shit. And even if I do see drum, bitch, I will immediately scroll. You know what I'm saying?
You're not even a scroll.
So I'm not a, you know what I'm saying? I'm a TikToker, Instagram type of video type of person. Yeah. All that, again, that's why I don't scroll Facebook because I don't be giving a fuck about really what's going in your life. You know what I'm saying? I be like trying to look at the funny shit and like the little, you know, little reels and shit. All the extra shit, I don't be giving a fuck about. So again, like I said, I don't let it impact me in ways that other people, when it's like, stop letting other people's lives impact you in a way that you need a fucking break, bitch. That is, yeah, you do need a break, because bitch, if you can't control your fucking emotions of what you seen happen in other people's lives, you need to get out there all the way and get yourself together.
Like this type of shit, why do people feel like they gotta post this type of shit? Like, who cares? I'm not trying to be funny, but like, you just volunteer stuff, and then when people be asking you questions, you be like, get out of my business. But you put it out there for people to ask.
Yeah.
Sick of you.
Yeah, seriously. So again, like I said, because people would base, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of women base them having a husband if they are, you know what I'm saying, a good fucking, you know what I'm saying, wife material. I know so many good wife material women that don't have husbands.
Yeah.
And I know so many women that has husbands and don't need a husband. You get what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find a good wife right now.
You feel me? I'm looking at a good wife right now too.
I know that's
you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So again, but people base them being a good quality of a woman with having a fucking husband, with having something. With, you know what I'm saying? When it's
and
like,
they base their husband, how much he love her, how much by the things that he gives her. Bitch, I want the time. I want the attention. I want the other type of shit.
Yeah.
We just different.
So, period. Well, we gonna end that one because I can keep going on, but Santa Squad, y'all know what time it is.
Rando.
We got something random for you. Random, random, random. We got something random for you. Yeah. Y'all, and I'm you go.
My rando is, why do black people gotta touch you every time they laugh or they're talking about something? And it's so crazy because
I do it every time.
You do. And you know, I used to make me be like this because
mm-hmm. Now you used to it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you understand as a whole, because I was riding up, picking my daddy up from his surgery and from the hospital stay, and we was riding home, and I was talking, he was like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
my dad was the same.
And I was like, I never realized how much he do that, because he was like, but it was just so funny. I thought about you. I said, because you be like, but when I'm talking to you, I be like, and yes, and I'm always touching too, and I'm like, I think it's just like,
it's a culture thing.
I think it is, because I be touching too.
But I be seeing other, especially white people do it too. You know what I'm saying? But especially black people.
We love to
especially
do it.
Black people.
Don't laugh too hard.
Yeah. When we first started,
And you ain't fixed my bra in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because it stay up now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Because it ain't that much shoulder. I'm on. You know what I'm saying? Every time I do this,
it always breaks up. You always check it for it. Yeah, you should always fix my bra.
I mean, yeah, you sure right. Come on, little lady. Come on, little skinny lady.
Shut up, Charles.
Hey, my brando is, so one of my old dips... He had posted, it was the, that old dip I was telling y'all about. He got posted that, you know what I'm saying, that, his family, need y'all prayers, keep his family in prayers. Fuck you and your family, nigga. Fuck you mean. What the hell you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't sending prayers to y'all, nigga. Fuck y'all, nigga. The fuck you mean?
Nobody to say, give it to your granny.
No, I give a fuck a damn.
Make
shit.
18, okay.
Fuck you, nigga. Okay, my
song of the week is Look Easy by Robin Thicke. Have you heard it?
Nope.
You make love look easy. Mm-hmm. He just saying you make it look like, make love look easy, like easy to love you. And it's just, you will like it. It's such a vibe, like, It ain't the summer rain, but it give you the vibe of that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. My quote of the week is, just because you want to see everybody eat, doesn't mean you have to fix their plate.
Hello?
Let me repeat that again. Just because you want to see everybody eat, doesn't mean you have to fix their plate.
We need that on a shirt.
Exactly. Because everybody always thinking that, you know what I'm saying, like, when they are being successful or whatever they're doing, that they want to everybody in their team to eat and everybody in their family to eat and everybody, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, it's not your job to fix every fucking body plate. Because while you fixing everybody's plate, you taking away from, you know what I'm saying, like, you fixing something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody always thinking because they are doing good at something that they got to make sure that every fucking body around them fucking eat. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a lot of pressure. I always be hearing celebrities be like, it be so much pressure that they put on them. You know what I'm saying? Just like if our little Bobo, you know what I'm saying, need, you know what I'm saying, the new car, or she needed her house paid.
That ain't your responsibility.
Everybody always look at, you know what I'm saying, the successful one of making, fixing everybody's plate. But goddamn, like, y'all grown fucking people. You feel me?
Where's your, you need to get out there and get it too, shit.
And my rando should have been my fucking makeup too fucking door, bitch. That's what I looked in that mirror and I said,
I saw your face do that.
I'm like, my fucking God,
I was
bitch.
Wondering why your face did that.
Bitch, that's that setting powder that's so fucking, it's too fucking dark, bitch. I'm over here looking like real fucking toasty and I don't
like it. Yeah, you looking like Go-Go, like you've been... at Golden Gate for like you've been at Golden Gate for a couple of days.
For real, fool. I don't like this. I hate this set of powder. This is hell no.
It's not horrible, but
it ain't me.
It's darker.
I don't like this. Okay, but anyways, you got something else you want to say?
I don't.
Well, please make sure that you go ahead and go over to YouTube and click the subscribe button so you can join our family as well. And also, please hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on. And, you know what I'm saying, we love y'all. And Silly Squad, we out!